Bhaktivinoda Thakur taught that without this Sharanagati, one cannot come to the stage of a taste for the holy name, or a taste, ruchi, in the stages of bhakti. That means, look around the room, there's lots of non-resident Indians in the room. Meaning, besides the, you know, the cultural similarity, there's volumes of pious activity in your background, in contrast to some of the rest of us that aren't in the room, or even those that are in the room. But that can be a help, and that can be a hindrance, because one can be attached to the ritual and the piety and the expectations of the fruits of piety and becoming the enjoyer of the fruits of piety. It's one of the sources of anarthas within the heart, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Sin brings anartha within the heart. Piety and the fruits of piety, and trying to be the enjoyer of the fruits of piety, which is material life, it's another anartha, it's another obstacle to go forward. This ongoing Sharanagati means I have to recognize the shortcoming, or say it stronger, the futility of finding happiness in fruitive activities. Just repeat something that I heard Prabhupada say more than once, and so I'll repeat it twice. One of the primary duties of a spiritual master is to thoroughly instruct the disciple in the absolute futility of finding happiness through fruitive activities. Those of you that have heard from me before, you've heard me say that dozens of times, and I'll say it again. It's where Sharanagati begins. It's the Dainya section of Sharanagati. One of the primary duties of a spiritual master is to thoroughly instruct the disciple in the absolute futility, abject futility of finding happiness through fruitive activities, passion. Because that's the region. This is the Madhye Tishtanti Rajasa. The middle planetary region is where we are, and it's passion and fruitive activities and find happiness through fruitive activities. Righteously performed, religiously performed, fruitive activities. So you can prosper in this life and go to the next life. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, lots of true things, and that's one of them, that most people think the purpose of religion is that and nothing more. And I've experimented with different audiences that I didn't know in completely new places. And I'll just, without the anecdotal survey, 98% have that picture. Pious people, that's the, if they're religious, that's the purpose. Prosper in this life, enjoy nicely. Prosper as your life progresses, and after this life, achieve the heavenly region. I don't think it's going to work. We have a nice play area right over in that cultural hall there. Okay. I don't think I could make that sound. I would make that sound to say goodbye, but I don't know if I can do it. So, to go beyond that, which is bondage, by the way, is not freedom. It's material elevation, and after some time, chine punya marcha lokam vishanti, we come back again. And do it again. Riding a Ferris wheel. It's child's play. It's a misuse of the human form of life, and it's very sad. So the good news is there's a means to go beyond that. And the starting point of the means to go beyond that, just a little bit about the structure of these songs. There's the introductory song, which we covered. There's 7 songs about humility, 8 that follow humility. What follows humility? Surrender. Atma, nikshepa, or atma nivedana. Different terms meaning the same thing. Full self-surrender. I give myself to you. If you remember from the first day, those that were here. Mamata. Just exactly as Vibhishan, we spoke, was doing with Ram. I am yours. And there's another part. You are mine. That means whatever was mine, whatever I had in my hand, or my bank account, or my back pocket, it's empty. I have nothing except one thing, my relationship with you. I am yours. And my relationship with you is mine. That's the only mine. That's the only remaining possession. My relationship with you. There may be other things, but those things are only in relation to that one thing. And that's so this, and 8 verses. And then the other 4 parts, because the Sharanagati has 6 sections. It's 4 for each of the other ones. So how important is the starting point. And the other 4 follow the first 2. And number 2 follows the first 1. Just very naturally. Without humility. Who's going to surrender? And when there's surrender, depending upon the strength of the humility and the faith in the object unto whom one is surrendering, it's full or less than full, 50%, whatever the percent is, depending upon one's conviction, humility, and the conviction of the object of shelter. And then when one is feeling sheltered, this is again just a description of the structure of the entire Sharanagati set of songs, is Goptritve Varanam Tava. Goptritve means maintenance, and Jiva Goswami says, I mentioned this before, but in his treatment of this process of surrender in Bhakti Sandarbha, he says this is the principal one. This is the Angi, and the other 5 are Angas of the Angi. So the humility and the full self-surrender lead to Krishna, you are my maintainer. There's something, I've not been married, at least in this lifetime. And my understanding from those that are married is one of the things that can be a really big problem in marriage is if there's a maintenance issue when it comes to funds run out. Or there's some financial hardship, something. It becomes very difficult to function. So, whatever one's situation in life is, we require basics for just maintaining body and soul together. And Krishna, you are my maintainer. Now, how do we translate that into the previous one, Atma Nivedana? When you go to work, or whatever it is that one does for maintenance, Krishna is my maintainer. It's not my hard work that's maintained. Then you have a secular view. I work hard. that's my worldly life. Then over here is my relationship with God, and they're separated. That's secularism. Like, I'll give two examples, one from scripture, one from practical experience. When Hiranyakashipu wanted to destroy Prahlad and he couldn't, he asked Prahlad, where are you getting your power? And Prahlad's answer was, from the same place you are, Dad. From Vishnu. He's the power of the powerful. He's the maintainer of those that are maintained. So I'll tell a little anecdotal thing. It's just the same message, but it helps to bring it home. Once upon a time, I was attending a GBC meeting, and after the GBC meeting, I went to lovely Howrah Station to take an overnight train going to some place to visit. And something that I've learned about traveling in overnight trains in India, probably those that travel more often than I do know this better than I do, but those overnight trains, best to take the upper berth and take rest right away. So the people that are settling in, doing their blah blah thing, you just tune them out and take rest. So that you can get up early, you have some little vessel, you can take a bath and it can be dry by the time people get up in the morning. And just up there where you're not bothering anybody, you chant your rounds. And by the time you finish your rounds, the people are getting up in the morning. And then you can read your Bhagavatam or whatever it is that you'd like to do. And it's not distracting hearing them doing what they do. So they do three things. Maybe sometimes more, but one is they go brush their teeth and then they buy a newspaper. Got to buy a newspaper if you're from India. You got to buy a newspaper or two and buy some tea. And then they sit down and that's their morning. Their sadhana is drinking tea and reading the newspaper. So by this time, I was in a first class compartment and on the other side was a businessman from I don't know where, and brushed his teeth, sat down, got his newspaper and his tea, and took the newspaper in his hand like this, and looked over the top of the newspaper at me, and said in a haughty voice, "So, do you need money?" And right away, it's just like, you know, Christian saying, you know, have you been saved? He was going to save me or something, or at least insult me. So I said, I didn't say I know where you're coming from, sir. I said, as long as one is within the soul, within the body, there's necessities of the body, so necessities require some funds. Then he said, where do you get your money? You know, the message was, you parasite. I mean, he didn't say that, but that was his mood. Those of us that work hard, you're living off the energy of those of us that work hard. You're a parasite. Some of us think that it's our own hard work that's generating wealth that we need. Others understand that there's a maintainer of all living beings, and he's taking care of the necessities of everyone. My understanding is the latter. I'm being maintained by the Supreme Person, as are you. And his reply was, he didn't want to see me anymore. The householder needs to work for Krishna and understand Krishna is your maintainer, so say it the other way. When you go to work, it's one of the common questions, they would say in the top five of the common questions that I receive as I move about here, thing like this. I get it. Krishna consciousness sadhana in the morning until 9 o'clock, and when I finish work at 5 o'clock and come home and do RT and read Bhagavad Gita. But it's that 9 to 5 part, I don't get it. Like, just Krishna disappears and it's 5 o'clock and then Krishna appears again. So how do you not have secular life and have a Krishna conscious work life? You have to learn the art of work. You work for Krishna. Many ways to elaborate. But there has to be. Otherwise you're not Krishna conscious. There has to be a connection between that which maintains you and your working activity. Your working activity isn't that which maintains you. It's Krishna who is maintaining you and you're working for Krishna. There are different ways of understanding that, but that's the fact. That's the Krishna conscious reality of Sharanagati. And again, according to Jiva Goswami, that's the angi of which the others are angas. The fruit of this humility is to surrender to Krishna. The fruit of the surrender to Krishna is to understand Krishna is my maintainer. Very important. So one of the Gop Tritve Varanam Tava songs was sung earlier after the breakfast break. Very important. And naturally following that is protection. We spoke some about fear. Fear is a natural byproduct of not being surrendered, or being surrendered dismisses fear. Remember that nice verse from the 11th canto. Bhayam means fear. Bhayam dutriyam abhinivesitaksyat. When we become absorbed in something other than Krishna, why? Because we ignored Krishna. We've turned our back on Krishna. Bhayam. One may say, not me. That's obligatory of forgetfulness of Krishna. And dismissing fear and the sense of feeling alone and all those other kinds of yucky feelings that we don't like, feeling bewildered, etc. Those are the byproduct of having not taken this position by good fortune of surrender to Krishna. And Vatsal sang one of the songs from the final two categories. Acceptance of things favorable, rejecting of things unfavorable. 4 and 4 in those two categories. And there's some overlap, naturally so. But it doesn't start with 5 and 6. It starts with 1. And then proceeds to just understanding, not just notionally, but practically, energetically, emotionally, day to day, Krishna is my maintainer. Just like a child in the arms of a loving mother. They're feeling protected and happy. And it can't just be somebody like their mother. It's, again, I'm not married. I just have to see these things happen and vicariously understand what's going on. I was in an airport in China. I don't even remember where it was. And one child was lost, separated from mother and father. And not just crying, screaming. There's a difference. I came to try to comfort the child and the screaming didn't stop. It just kind of hit a bump and went up in volume and then again screaming. And then I don't know where they had been, but mother and father came along. And as soon as the child was in mother's arms, it was over. There isn't similarly. There isn't another place of shelter. We can try to find another place of shelter. And there isn't. It is not going to work. There are lots of isms out there. Without naming a few. It's not the same. A little story. It's not just our tradition only knows this. In Italy, there's the story of a saint, and if I remember correctly, it's Saint Francis. But he was a very elevated personality within the Christian tradition, and he had an assistant named Leo. And he was very, very ill, very, very ill. His body was wasting away, nearly gone. And his assistant, Leo, requested the saint to pray to God to restore his health so that he could go on giving to others as he was so capable of giving. And the story goes, Saint Francis, he was in his deathbed, so to speak, and he rolled out of his deathbed and started pounding the ground and said, if you were not so dear to me, I would have you killed or something. I'd have you destroyed or something. Tell you to go away and never want to see you again. I think that was it. And because I will only pray to God, he's the master, and the master knows what's best for the servant. Whatever comes my way is best for me. I don't know what's best for me. I'm not going to set the standard of what's best for me. Now, this is an elevated position. But it speaks to the position of he's my protector, he's my maintainer. And one feels that position, then the circumstance can be like this or like that. Classic is referred to again and again in the Bhagavatam of the difficulty that the Pandavas had to endure. Bhishma Dev speaks about it. Kunti speaks about it. Others speak about it. But for them, it wasn't at all something that was painful and please Krishna take this away. It's just impetus for further surrender and Krishna took the problem away. Oh, Haridas Thakur or Prahlad Maharaj and so forth. So being in this position of surrender, repeating a point made before, it doesn't mean your problems will stop or as we were discussing this question with Vatsal, when you're on the sea, the waves are going to be there. Just the nature of being on the sea, there's waves. We're in this material world. It's a place of duality. And it's going to go this way or that way because it's a place of duality. And around us, surrounding us are people that aren't in tune with the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're in competition. They're doing sinful things and they're getting sinful reactions and it's having disturbing effect in the world around us. It's a surcharge with opposition atmosphere that doesn't stop because you become a devotee. It can be reduced, significantly reduced, but it's still going on. So, one's consciousness can transcend all of that by this process of Sharanagati. And for sure, Krishna's protection will be there in a way that he feels is most suited for the time, place, circumstance, and us. So, we need the process of surrender, just to summarize. We need it. We need it to begin. Bhakti. We need it to, whatever our position is, to go the next step, and the next step, and the next step, and the next step, and the next step. It just matures. That is, the body, mind, and words are offered to Krishna in his service, but that will continue and deepen to the degree that we give ourselves the true self, the soul. And in that giving of the true self, the soul, to Krishna's service, as the process matures, in the taste and attachment and ecstasy stages, the surrendering process continues and the relationship with Krishna becomes stronger and stronger and stronger, to the point where one cannot even think of being without it, that direct connection with Krishna. Now we're at our stage, generally speaking, searching for making that connection once again, restoring the lost connection with Krishna, the going back to Godhead message. In these advanced stages, it's just like, I've often thought this thought, probably many of you have also. I don't know how people do it that don't chant their 16 rounds. How do they go through everyday life? I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine reverting back to a life that's without the holy name. How do they do it? Right? I mean, if you don't chant nicely for a day or two or a stretch of time for whatever the reason, life gets more difficult, doesn't it? When I had more discretionary time, I had a nice practice of having people send a regular sadhana report. Consistently, without exception, the realization after doing that for some time from the chanter was, those days that I chant nicely, the day goes smoothly. And those days that I don't chant nicely, it goes rough. It's in relation to my taking shelter of the holy name. This is the primary means of our deliverance, and we must get it. The access, that's the Sharanagati process. So, let's do this, because the curtains are open now. Especially those that you didn't just join us this evening, but were with us for the morning sessions and this recent presentation made by Abhiram Prabhu. Take something, one something or two somethings max, but something that struck you particularly as something that will help you connect with that shelter taking, surrendering unto the holy name of Krishna. Turn to Radha Shama Sundar, presiding deities here, and offer some prayer to them, silent prayer in your mind, that they be kind upon you and help you move from where you have been closer to Him, closer to Krishna, by that important message that you heard. Do we have a microphone for... Vatsal, you're going to sing this song? Is that planned? You're going to sing the song? Oh, you're going to sing the song? You're going to play harmonium? You have a long arm? You're going to reach way over there? Go ahead. So one of the songs in Bhajana Lalasa, it complements this Sharanagati, the six limbs of surrender. And it's a relish of when entering in a surrendered mood into the chanting of the holy name, one's consciousness, one's experience, one's relationship with Krishna.
Manasa deho geho jo kichu mora arpilu tuva pade nanda kishora.
Manasa
manasa deho geho jo kichu mora arpilu tuva pade nanda kishora. Sampade vipade jivake nityadasa pratituva adhikara. Janma o bimoe iccha jadito bhakta grihe jani janma ha. Bahirmukha Brahma Janme Nahiya. Mukti spriha vihina je bhakta labhai te thako shanga anu. दायतातनाय प्रभु गुरुपति तुहु सर्वामो भकति विनोदा कहे सुनो काना भकति विनोदा कहे सुनो Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Go back to the beginning. Just move it. Back. I thought she was going to sing a different song, but this is a very well-known song for some reason in ISKCON, Manasa Deha Geha. Translation, this is from the Atmani Vedana section, or full self-surrender. So whatever it is that you have that's in the mine category, and myself, I and mine surrender. Mind, body, family, and whatever else may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda. Next. In good fortune, or in bad, in life or in death, all my difficulties have disappeared by accepting those feet of yours as my only shelter. So it's just, again, making reference to Jiva Goswami, there's the process of elimination by knowledge and conviction and commitment to just get rid of other shelters. But as we should do that, as we try to get rid of other shelters, but some, they stick, like tar. So realization comes, I can't get rid of them on my own. And so the strength for them to become removed is the strength of the personality of Godhead who put them there and can remove them, or under the will of the Supreme, sanction of the Supreme Lord, they're there. And he can remove them. And this Atmanivedana, dedication of everything to Krishna, takes away other shelters. Next. The protection part, which comes later in the Sharanagati songs, but in this state of full self-surrender, it follows The will of the Supreme Lord can protect me or slay me as he wishes. Like Mahaprabhu says, you can do with me as you wish. If it is your wish that I again be born again, then may I take birth in the home of your devotee. Similar, Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastakam says, Manma Janmani Janmani Shari Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaitikitvi. Same message. So it's I'm not seeking liberation. I'm not seeking mitigation of the miseries of material existence. Whatever you wish, that's what I wish. Just one thing. Service to you. Please don't place me in a situation where service to you isn't available. Please give me the association of your devotees. Next. May I be born again even as a worm as long as I remain your devotee. I don't know which worms are devotees. I have no desire to be born as a Brahma averse to you. Now these are, a little asterisk is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his writings, it's his outpouring of his heart. At the same time, he's following previous acharyas, Jamuna Acharya being one of them, who wrote similar from another line of disciplic succession, but many other series of prayers, not exactly ordered as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done, but many of the same expressions or moods of submission are found there in Jamunacharya's writing. And many people don't have access to Jamunacharya's writing, or if they do, they can't read Sanskrit. And so he made it available to the people of his time in Bengali, in these songs. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, being the emissary to the world, took these songs and made them available to us. The tradition is ancient. The message is universal. It's the process of surrender is not a new one. But he's making it so readily and sweetly available to us. Next. I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. So the association that we have is going to have a strong impact on our consciousness, how we feel and how we think and what we aspire for. So we may not be at the standard of these elevated devotees, but seeking the association of them is the aspiration of the Sharanagata devotee. It's part of the process of surrender. Next. Father, mother, lover, son, Lord, preceptor, and husband, you are everything to me. So I'm not looking for something outside of you. That's the message. You're everything. I don't need something else. Just repose my tendency for wanting fulfillment in relationships, this, that, and the other, with you. When that is there, when we have relationships, this, that, or the other, with others, then there's a deep satisfaction in that relationship because the connection is with Krishna, ultimately. It doesn't discount the personality and the nature of the other individual with whom we are in a relationship. But Krishna isn't lost because of that relationship. It's not eclipsed. Krishna's at the heart of that relationship. With Krishna's at the center. Very important. Queen Kunti prays like that. That my affection for my sons, the Pandavas, and my father's family, the Vrishni dynasty, Yadu dynasty members, of which I am part of both families, please take away the material portion of those attachments and leave just the spiritual portion. This is this full self-surrender, leaving my relationship with Krishna. And I'm satisfied in that. Bhaktivinoda says, oh, Kana, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, you are my life and soul. This is the Atmanivedana message and mood. Do we have time for these other songs? O Hey Vaishnava Thakur, because I thought we were going to sing. So, O Hey Vaishnava Thakur is another ISKCON favorite, probably not as popular as Manasa Deha Geha, but also very well known, often heard and loved song in our ISKCON gatherings. It's specifically taking shelter of a devotee who can deliver Krishna. Persons in our lives that give us Krishna, they're very important persons. And submission, the spiritual teaching is, that's from Krishna's perspective, more important, more meaningful, more pleasing to him than trying to please him. It's pleasing to him. And because it's pleasing to him, in ship of a nice friend or a good teacher or someone who's kind to us in the Vaishnava community, those feelings are natural feelings. They're delightful feelings. But the transcendental dimension of that is they're carrying Krishna's mercy, and we're receiving Krishna's mercy, and Krishna's pleased when we receive his mercy through them and feel connected to them. So, while we're waiting for the song to come on the screen. Similar to the fruit of that relationship that we have, our eternal relationship with Krishna, those relationships with the Vaishnavas are relationships where we're becoming purified, we're receiving knowledge, we're receiving detachment, we're receiving satisfaction in desiring loving relationships with others. All of that because of their connection with Krishna that makes them the Vaishnav Thakur, worthy of shelter. You ready?
Oh, hey. Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagara Edase Koruna Kori Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagara Edase Koruna Kori Diya Pada Chaya Shodohe charan dhori diya pada chaya shodhe amaya tumara charan dhori
So the chorus we can hear, because it's not solid chorus in the background. Keep going.
Chaya bega domi, chaya dosha shodi, chaya guna deho dase.
Chaya bega domi, chaya dosha shodi, chaya guna deho dase.
Chaya sata shanga deho he amar বসেছি সঙ্গেরও আসে
ছায়া সাতাঙ্গা দেহ হে আমার বসেছি সঙ্গেরও আসে
একাকী আমার নাহি পায়া বলা হরি নাম সংকীর্তনে তুমি কৃপা করে সদা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধানে
তুমি কৃপা করে সদা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধানে
তুমি কৃপা করে সদা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধানে
তুমি কৃপা করে সদা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধানে
কৃষ্ণ আছে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আছে
কৃষ্ণ আছে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আছে
কৃষ্ণ আছে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আছে
কৃষ্ণ আছে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আছে
আমি তো কঙ্গালা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি দায়িত্ব পাছে পাছে
আমি তো কঙ্গালা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি দায়িত্ব পাছে পাছে
আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি দায়িত্ব পাছে পাছে
আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি দায়িত্ব পাছে পাছে
দায়িত্ব পাছে পাছে
দায়িত্ব পাছে পাছে
Does anybody know where this photograph was taken with the church organ in the background? It's a wonderful photograph. Prabhupada is obviously happily engaging the audience and calling out Krishna's name in ecstasy. Such a Vaishnav is happy simply seeing others chant the holy name. As Mahaprabhu would enthuse people that never saw him before just to chant the holy name in ecstasy. And they would chant the holy name in ecstasy and that would increase his ecstasy. And tell them, you go inspire others to chant the holy name in ecstasy, and they did that. Multi-level marketing system. O venerable Vaishnav, O ocean of mercy, be merciful unto your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Tomara charana dhuri. Yes? Next. Teach me to control my six passions, rectify my six faults, bestow upon me the six qualities, and offer upon me the six kinds of holy association. Sound familiar? nectar of instruction. And basic teachings of scripture, but it's Sharanagati is appeal for the merciful Vaishnav to be kind. And by that kindness manifesting specifically in controlling the obstacles on the path of bhakti, helping one to control the mind and senses, discussing with one nice devotee earlier today. It's not possible to progress in any yoga system, bhakti yoga included, without control of the mind and senses. And we struggle. If we're sincere in chanting and trying to pay attention to the name while chanting, it's a struggle. Of course, if you're not trying, then you just can chant mechanically. But if you're striving, then we need help. And so Sharanagati is that appeal. Ultimately, appeal is to the Supreme Lord and those carrying His mercy. Next. I do not find the strength to carry on alone the Sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please, bless me by giving me just one drop of faith. Shraddha Bindu. With which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Specifically, the pure holy name. And the pure holy name is going beyond Abbas Nam, or Nam Abbas. The price is faith. And where do we get that faith if we're not doing it now? We're chanting, anyway, it's those who have it. So I think it's in the next line. He's calling himself a beggar. Next line. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I am simply running behind you, shouting, Krishna! Krishna! So this Amito Kangala. Is there a Hindi word like that? Yes? Similar? Beggar. A beggar for the mercy. For this mercy is the drop of faith. Kripa Bindu. Drop of faith. I mean, take an ocean if you get it, but at least a drop of faith because it's so powerful. Just like a drop of poison is enough to kill you. A drop of faith is enough to save you. To go beyond this worldly Ferris wheel up and down and around and around. Not just liberation, but eternal relation with Krishna. Through this taking shelter of the holy name. Did Abhiram explain that message to you very clearly? I'm sure he did. I just want to hear you say yes, Maharaj. Because if you say yes, Maharaj, then I'll ask you. Let me ask you. What can you remember from what Abhiram shared with you? What does it really mean? I was like getting him energized before his class. People ask this question like, don't tell me all those fairy tales, it doesn't really mean that. What does it really mean to be sincere or to have compassion? What does it really mean? What does it really mean to take shelter of the holy name? Can somebody volunteer something they heard? What does it really mean? Can't remember. Can you remember? Give her the microphone. Something.
One of the points I remember is that no matter whatever desires you have, you just take them to the holy name, just put complete faith or take shelter of the holy name. Prabhu quoted the verse, Akama Sarva Kamava.
Mm.
And just with that faith, and he quoted Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that whatever one may want to achieve or plan to achieve in this lifetime, he had already achieved it, and yet his whole life was just wanting to take deeper shelter of the holy name.
Mm. Okay, next. That's the last. Okay. You didn't have time to discuss. We could sing one more song. Let's get this one more song ready. Huh? Which one? You want to know which one? It's in the list that you sent me. I'll tell you which one. Ekona Bhujina Bhujina Prabhu. You have that or no? Okay. Well, she's getting that together. Some questions that you'd like to ask, and I'd like to do a little bit because at 5:30 is Nama Yajna, and just describe a little bit what the Nama Yajna is going to be. It was Sri Vrindavan Prabhu, who is a local devotee here in central New Jersey, kind of has a flair for doing yajnas that are inspirational. That's my impression. So he came and he set up a big, elaborate yajna arena in the middle of the floor, and in his special way of doing things, his flair of drama, he began the yajna by explaining this is a ritual that's an essential part of our Vaishnava tantra, Vaishnava practice. But the essence of this, the yajna, the ritual, is the Sankirtan yajna, that which transcendentalizes the yajna itself, is names of Krishna, and it's coming from Krishna to do this, and the purpose of it is to connect with Krishna. So it's completely within the theme and of a japa retreat, specifically one of surrender, taking shelter of the holy name. So we're going to be doing that shortly. And let's all give a little explanation of how the schedule is going to go. When I stop 5:30, okay, but did some explanation of what's going to happen? Okay, the plan is for all of you, for a half an hour, while over there somewhere the yajna is going to be set up, the kirtan is going to go over here somewhere. And then when he's ready, some signal that says, then the kirtan will subside. He'll speak the connection between the ritual fire yajna and the Sankirtan yajna, begin the yajna, some mantras, whichever mantras, and then the microphone and attention goes back to the Harinam, and the Harinam will just carry on while the yajna is going on, connecting the two. Very similar to deity worship, which is an essential part of our Vaishnava practice. But the deity worship, one of the nicest things I've learned in Krishna consciousness is the deity especially likes kirtan. It's not just, you know, the incense and the flower and the chamara, but it's without it, it's not the same with it. And this kind of gathering is pleasing to the deities, so that we're having it before the deities is very nice. Something that was shared with me some time ago. We had a japa retreat at the Chicago temple. Badahari and his wife Kosharupa came. And when it came sharing at the end, she said, I've been to many japa retreats in, you know, pristine, very serene settings. And they were very nice, but having this before the deities, Kishore Kishori in Chicago, it's a whole other experience. Of course, she's an advanced devotee that she relates to the deities and therefore the reciprocation is there. And that's our way of bhakti. It's the reciprocation and the ongoing, I wanted to say this also, the way that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written these Sharanagati songs, they help you get an introduction to bhakti. At the same time, those who are a little refined in the way of devotional life, they carry you through the stages of just sadhana to attached to ecstatic devotion. They're designed, our whole Gaudiya process is designed like that. Our whole practice of sadhana is designed like that. In the association of those who are similarly qualified. He's a very special Vaishnav, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And these songs are very special also because they're from him and helping us in the ways of surrender.
Tava Pada Tale. Ah
such a nice melody. Yeah? The melody itself stirs emotion. What to speak of the message. So we'll hear the message. And there's lots of things to say about the message because it's such a nice song. Stopping, it's keeping to move. So I'll just go through it quickly. Some slight comments. O Lord, I have forgotten you. But now, O Lord, I have understood that your feet are eternally full of sweet nectar that dispels all sorrow and fear. Our process is comment. Our process is personal. It's not mechanical. It's devotional and very personal. And the lotus feet of Krishna are spoken of again and again and again in our bhakti literature, that they're so nice. And if you achieve the lotus feet of the Lord, you've achieved the Lord. And His sweetness, the fullness of His sweetness is yours. But that approaching His feet requires this eagerness and humility. Humility meaning I don't feel qualified. And eagerness, despite that, I'm eager anyway. Like Rupa Goswami says, I'm shameless. I'm not qualified, but I'm eager for you anyways. And you're my only hope. Your mercy is my only hope. So we may feel those feelings in immature stage of devotion and feel discouraged. And we shouldn't feel discouraged. Those are good emotions. And Krishna is very kind and His feet are most merciful, so that eagerness is something that should be encouraged and encouraged and encouraged. Second, verse 9, surrendering myself and all I possess unto those lotus feet, I have laid myself down submissively under their shelter. So there's I and there's mine. And both are at His feet. And at His feet means in this mood of humble service. Complete humility at His service. Your lotus feet, O Lord, will certainly shelter me. There are no other protectors in this world of birth and death. We discussed this first evening. The main verse of the first evening was exactly that. The lotus feet of the Lord are, there's no other shelter but. And that shelter does two things, remember? The harassment from the threefold miseries of material existence, it protects one from them. And at the same time, it acts like an umbrella, that inside the umbrella there's a light shower of nectar. The miseries are diminished and the shower of nectar is given by the shelter of the two lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. They're very special feet. At last, I know myself to be your eternal servant. Now, the burden of my maintenance is exclusively yours. In my life of independence from you, I have experienced nothing but misery. But now, upon accepting those feet of yours, all my miseries have been cast far away. And there's so much to say about that. We cast and He casts, and where there's light, darkness is dispelled. It's a wonderful companionship. The lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, which means Him in the mood of service, and the servitor, and the cares and stuff that we struggle with, mama maya duratyaya, you're on the other side of it. It's our teaching, then Sharanagati is to go deeper. Wherever you are, go deeper. We're going to have kirtan soon. And I encourage you, during the kirtan, go deeper into the, with these wonderful messages that you've heard, let them enter your heart and enter into the holy name or take shelter of the holy name, aided by or strengthened by these nice messages. Don't separate what we've been doing up until this Nama Yajna and that Nama Yajna. Connect them at the heart level. Desiring a place at your lotus feet, the goddess of fortune performed difficult austerities. Only after receiving your feet did Lord Shiva attain his Shivatva, or quality of auspiciousness. Upon obtaining your feet, Lord Brahma had his desires fulfilled. Your feet are always held by the great sage Narada Muni within his heart. I now hold on my head those very same lotus feet. Think this when you are in the kirtan. Which drive away all fear while I dance in great ecstasy, singing their glories. Your lotus feet will surely deliver Bhaktivinod from the dangerous perils of this worldly journey. Now, there's additional songs in this Sharanagati compilation. And we ran out of time. But two devotees have, in the short time that I've been available, are expressed, they're inspired to learn these songs. Prabhupada's phrase is, enter into the spirit of these songs. Very powerful, very helpful and supportive of going more deeply in your relationship with Krishna. And that means the holy name. The relationship with the holy name is your relationship with Krishna after all. So just some words about tomorrow. We are traditionally call this, tomorrow is our 64 round day. And during the kirtan and before you take rest, meditate on things that you've heard that you can then access tomorrow. And, you know, take from the ear level into the heart level and take shelter of the holy name tomorrow in it, in with the assist of those wonderful messages and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's very merciful association that we've been getting so much of. Two recommendations, minimally. Start early. Rise early, and the way to do that is take rest early. And so that even before we begin, you know, the normal time you begin chanting, you're well on your way to 64 rounds. And another bit of advice from experience is eat very lightly. It's a balm to have a big breakfast or a big lunch. You'll lose whatever momentum you had in your 64 round experience. It'll just somehow evaporate. So take prasad, but eat lightly. And finally, we have this rule during our japa retreats of monavrata, of you, unless you have to speak to your child or something, we just don't have conversation. And I'll remind you tomorrow morning, and one of the first tests of whether you've heard it is right after the morning class, if you start what you normally do, which is you turn to the person next to you and have friendly conversation. So we won't do that tomorrow. And when you're taking prasadam, you don't do that. You don't have conversation. You're instead, not only, that's the do not. The do is the messages of surrender, the mood of surrender, the holy name, a kirtan melody if you like, but just the day of being with Krishna's holy name and taking shelter of Krishna's holy name. So Mona Vrata, please. You'll find is helpful. A little sharing. Anecdotal. Somebody told me that they started to do this in their workplace. Right after lunch, there's this conversation period, but then, you know, from like 3 to 4, or 3:30 to 4:30 or something, there's less conversation normally. So this one devotee shared with me, they just made it a principle. Unless they had to. And they found it was very powerful, you know, the tendency of the tongue to vibrate unnecessarily. And that helped them bring their mind to more concentration on Krishna, even in the workplace, just by that little 1 hour of Mona Vrata in the afternoon. You might want to, I don't know what your workplace situation is like, but you might want to consider if it fits. Powerful. So tomorrow, add the power of everything that we've been doing. And one last thing. Because it's cold outside, it's not too difficult to ask you to do this, but try to stay together. You'll find many of you as householders, you don't have the opportunity to chant japa in the association of other devotees. So stay together and you'll find, especially those periods that it gets a little drifty, your enthusiasm starts to go down. It's one of those, you're entering into a valley instead of the hill. Stay with the devotees. Sit next to somebody that's chanting enthusiastically that you otherwise might want to be away from because it's too loud or something. Stay in the association of devotees and you'll find strength. You'll wish that we could do this on a more regular basis than we might otherwise. So I wish you all a happy journey tomorrow, your 64-round journey, and we'll have some time for sharing in the afternoon tomorrow. Nice way to spend Christmas together, huh? We're very fortunate. Many people have to do other things on Christmas besides chant 64 rounds in front of Radha Shyama Sundar and the assembly of devotees after having spent the day with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We're very fortunate. We're very fortunate. So I had hoped we'd have time for questions. We don't. Is the plan fixed of where everything is going to be set up? Fire over back there? So kirtan here. Okay. Any logistic questions or practical, not philosophical kind of questions? We're all clear? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.